So guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and I have two super special guests today. A amazing couple just in time to celebrate Valentine's Day, and they have a really fun partnership coming up that I'm excited to chat with them about. So I would love to introduce Jason Biggs and Jenny Mullen. Hi guys.
Hi.
Hey Allie, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on today. So we will just kick things right off and talk about your partnership with Babybel Cheese, one of my favorite snacks. And they are going kind of like the vegan route this holiday, this Valentine's Day. So tell me a little bit about why this really aligned with your brand, why you are excited to kind of take on this partnership with them.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for that very nice introduction. Yeah, we're very excited to be partnering with Babybel. This is, you know, individually, it's a very organic partnership. And together as a couple, it makes so much sense as well as we're heading into Valentine's Day and Babybel launches this first time kit for their new plant-based item. It's, you know, for me, first of all, this is a Babybel household. We've been eating the Babybel, you know, originals, the cheeses in this house for many years. Our kids love it. We love it. And so that's where we start. But for me, you know, I'm at an age, I'm trying to be more health conscious. I am vegan curious myself. I have been for a while. My reluctance, of course, has always been flavor and taste and so forth. But I'm been open-minded to the idea, certainly for health reasons, at the very top. So this is kind of awesome. It tastes so great. It's like mozzarella. It's awesome. And you know, and my tie-in, of course, with, you know, never forgetting your first time. I of course have some history when it comes to first times people might recall. And of course, Jenny, I'll let her speak to this. I mean, this is kind of a perfect pairing for her as well.
Yeah.
I used so much Babybel in the book in Dictator Lunches. So when they came to me, I was like, Babybel? Of course. You guys know I'm your biggest fan. I mean, it makes so much sense. My kids, it's like, I feel, you know, everybody comes over and it's almost like, you know, you have to have a treat to sort of incentivize your kid to brush their teeth or, you know, get ready for bed. And my friends are always like, how do you just use Babybel to get them to do
everything?
But they really are obsessed. They always have been. So it was so exciting when we got to tell them that like we were going to be working with Babybel, because oftentimes they tell us that our jobs are so boring and that they wish that we were like managing an Apple store or something that was, you know, maybe could help them more. And now we finally had a partner that they were excited about as well. So
yeah,
so it's been fun. We had our first time, then they had their first time. And yeah, now we're going to be incorporating them into the lunches.
I love that. And I am going to ask you about that comment from your 8-year-old in a little bit, about wanting you guys to be an Apple store manager or something.
Yes. Yes. I know Mark Rober would also, he would also be okay with that.
Yeah. But have they tried the vegan cheese? Could they tell a difference? Like kids are the ultimate taste.
Yeah, they can tell it's different, but I think that they like it. I mean, I don't think that they, because it's green, it was like, you know, it wasn't like we were trying to dupe them or anything.
Right.
Our son is a super taster anyway. He would have been on to me. But no, they like it. And it's also so great because I can send this one to school. He's not going to have, you know, anybody balking about there's nuts in this, you know, it's nut free, it's soy free, it's gluten free. It's all the frees that you want.
But I think even more than the kids, like this is for people like me, like us, you know, it's really about,
if you're changing your lifestyle, it's awesome to still sort of have, I don't know, to have the nostalgia of getting the flavor and the thing that you love, but in a new, exciting way.
And if you've been curious to try something like this, you know, it's like, do it with a brand you trust, like Babybel. That was sort of our approach here. And so, you know, the Valentine's Day tie in with, you know, having it be your first time doing it with someone you trust and love. And this was kind of, you know, this was a perfect sort of pairing. The kit, this first time kit, by the way, I don't know if you've seen it, is pretty awesome. So it's like, there's obviously a big heart-shaped box filled with the Babybel plant-based. There's wine glasses. There's a couple matching robes. There's a blanket. Ooh, yeah. There's a snack board.
Nip, nibble, bite, nibble, nip or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's very suggestive.
It's suggestive.
Very suggestive. Baby bell. Yeah,
it's pretty great. And so people can win it, right? It's a it's
yeah,
a
from February 2nd to February 8th, you can, you know, go to their site, you can sign up. And you know, a bunch of people watching right now are probably going to have it in their home in time for Valentine's Day.
And I want to see pictures. Please post. Yeah. See what goes on. Because we've got some fun photos as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we've got
some. Oh, I'm excited for those.
Yeah.
Now you guys have been married for almost 15 years. Do you plan Valentine's Day big every year, or are you guys now just kind of like happy Valentine's Day?
No. Funny you ask.
Here's a card.
Our son is born February 15th. So you know, obsessed with himself and wants basically the month of February to be all about him. So he sort of hijacked whatever Valentine's Day we ever would have had. You know, the day that I had him, he was supposed to come February 2nd, to give you an idea of his vibes. He waited till I was 42 weeks pregnant. And then that Valentine's 2014, I hated Jason. We were watching House of Cards. I was very pregnant, very annoyed. And finally, I don't know, like 9 p.m., my water broke.
10:30.
And so then Sid, you know, the trumpet sounded and Sid decided to make his entrance into the world.
And so who does he take year, after?
This year is all about Sid.
Who does he take after, would you say?
I mean, both of, a hard one. It's he's a real he's, combo.
He's a real combo. Yeah. Obsessed with himself.
He's like very, he's like neurotic. But he's also, you know, he has a little too much confidence. I may have given him too much confidence. I'm always like, you're amazing.
You're amazing. Yes.
Who cares what they say? Because you're cooler than them. I mean, like, that's how he's been. So I don't know. He's gonna have a couple wake up calls coming this way at some point.
I know. I know the feeling for my Ashkenazi mother, but my Italian dad just smacked it right down. He was like,
That's what's happening here. Ashkenazi mother, Italian dad. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what do you mean? Yeah. He's like walking around thinking it's like, come on, that's not reality.
No, he'll be sick. And then he looks in the mirror. He's like, but I still look good. I'm like, oh, no, what did I do?
Oh no, it's too late.
Thank God we're not raising him in LA, because that combination with it would just be like, oh my
terrible.
God, I would never want to hang out with him.
Yeah. You're New Yorkers at least, right? The street people on the streets are
good balance here. Yes. Yeah. I'm not too worried about that attitude, but in LA it's like, that's, you know, that's a calling card, that attitude.
Absolutely. Now you guys, as we just said, have been married for 15 years. You've been together for a while. I am, newly engaged. So I'm collecting marriage advice.
Oh, wow. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
When's your wedding? When are you guys getting married?
It's not going to be until September 24th, September 28th, 2024. So we have
some.
But we're waiting.
Congratulations.
Some good weather. And
yeah. Exciting. Where are you doing it?
We're going to do it in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Fun. That's so fun.
It's like full party vibes.
Congratulations. That's exciting. How long are you together?
I feel like I'm being interviewed.
I actually have, you know, I don't know if you can get my info, but I have the best photographer in Nashville. The best.
Oh, really?
She shot me for two magazine covers, Kathy Thompson. She's absolutely amazing. And she's one of those people who will just be like, I have it handled for you. It's done.
Oh, I will DM.
So if you need her info, I can get you that.
Yes, I will definitely do that. We have been together for about 2.5 years now.
Nice.
And he's awesome. Yep, native, born and raised New Yorker, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And he's great. His last name is Carbone, so he proposed outside of Carbone.
Oh, yep. Cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute. So you guys, you're here.
Yes, we are. We are awesome. New York City peeps for life. But we wanted a full, like, kind of destination, but not too far to travel.
Yeah, no, you're going to love it. Cool.
Yeah.
What advice could we offer us?
Yeah, what advice?
Wait to have kids a little bit.
Wait to have kids.
Be don't married. Have kids right away. Be married. Enjoy each other. Do that.
Definitely get a therapist, because I feel like it's just you. You don't realize like how helpful it is. We were in therapy before we were even married, and it was, I don't know, such a.
And we were married at 9 months.
Yeah, after we met. But so, it was very helpful.
Yeah. Well, it just helps you communicate. It's like, you know, couples therapy is actually best when you don't, if people think it's, oh, you're having problems. Oh, you got to go put out a fire. It's like, and that is the case sometimes, but the best couples therapy sessions, you know, and again, it's a luxury, obviously. It's something, if you can do it, we would encourage it, because you go when things are good and you're just learning how to communicate with each other.
Well, and you have such different families of origin, just like, you know, everybody does. Yeah. So, you know, when oftentimes when you're fighting, I feel like you're both in your defenses, and it's hard to see that, because you're just like, whoa, you are triggering me and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the AA saying, like, if it's hysterical, it's historical. It's usually not really about that person anyway. Yeah. So it helps to have a third party in the room reminding you of that.
Yes. I feel like always after anything, we're like, I was projecting, you were projecting, you know, projecting.
The big
thing in the household.
Yep.
You're usually both right and both wrong.
Yeah, that is so true. In most situations, I feel like that
except
is
in, well, a yeah, conflict. Except in our case.
Yes.
I'm right.
Jenny's
wrong. Yeah. But we understand as a general rule, that makes sense.
Well, thank you for that. And I will definitely be sharing it with him as well. Now, Jenny, is there any chance that you're working on a new book? I know that you had City of Likes come out. Yeah. Your lunches, anything on your radar?
So I don't think I'm going to do another book right away. But I do have, I did sell City of Likes to Sony. So I'm working on the pilot for that. So that's kind of consuming most of my time.
Absolutely. And Jason, I know that there's been talk of an American Pie. And of course, Jennifer Coolidge is on a hot streak right now. And she just mentioned it in her Golden Globe acceptance speech. Have you been in contact with her at all about just even her like dominance over television right now?
I know, it's so amazing, first of all.
We're so happy for her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just so great to see.
And Eugene, like,
oh yeah, of course.
To see the both of them, like, it's just
killing it right now.
Because they're also just awesome. They're so talented, obviously. Yeah. But you know,
they're both such good people.
Eugene is like and Jen is just the best. And I mean literally the best. So it's exciting. I mean, are they even going to be available to do another one? The question.
Right, exactly.
I would jump at the opportunity. I love working with all of them. We are a family. It's the most fun I've ever had on a set in my life. It's a character I love doing more than any other character. And it's, you know, I would love it. So it's just, there's so much that needs to line up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Creatively and on the business side, obviously. So fingers crossed, you know. The good news is, even as we get older, there continues to be great storyline ideas, I think, perhaps even more as we get older. So you know, we'll see. It'd be fun.
I was gonna ask, where do you think that Jim would be right now?
Well, he'd be parenting, I mean, if you do the math, I mean, he'd be close to parenting a high schooler himself. So that to me is its own story, right?
Yeah.
Kind of passing the reins to the next, you know, Jim's dad is now, Jim is now the granddad, you know, it's a whole vibe.
Yeah. Jenny, would you want to jump in and make a cameo or do be a part of it?
No. No, definitely no.
No.
I don't spend all the money he makes.
That's
true. Keep those royalties coming in. I don't know if that happens in movies. I don't know if that happens in movies. I know that that happens in music, but it should happen in movies. And are you still in touch with the cast at all? I know that you mentioned Eugene and
I actually have not spoken to Jen since all of this. She and I were never really in touch. We'd run into each other occasionally.
Right.
Eugene and I were just texting yesterday, and Eddie K. Thomas, who played Finch in the movies. He's one of my best friends. So we talk all the time. So, you know, and then everyone else is kind of like, you know, either through social media, DMing occasionally, or, you know, we see each other at an event and it's like, oh, you know, what's up, old friend? You know, family.
Natasha,
I talked to a bit, and Allison occasionally. So, Natasha killing it as well, by the way.
Everyone. I know that there's always kind of like a thing about couples working together, that it can be difficult at times. How do you guys find working together and aligning? And would you ever kind of return to TV together or do a movie, co-produce, things like that?
Yeah, it depends on like what we're doing and what the power dynamic is, you know, like when I've written something that Jason's in, it's a lot of fun because I know that I've hired the best actor for the role. Like, I'm just like, oh, he's going to kill it. I know him so well. I know how he's going to say this. I don't have to worry. I can just like, it's just so relaxing. Mm-hmm. But when like Jason and I then are doing something together, and we both are trying to lead, almost like we're dancing together, we both want to be the leader.
Yeah.
That can be really frustrating. Like, there's some behind the scenes footage of our baby bill campaign that actually is amazing. But you know, it's definitely probably not TV friendly. I don't know if the brand would approve. But yeah, no, like that's what happens when you're married. It gets real really fast.
Yeah. Well, because we're not worried about, you know, if you have another co-star, you don't have to worry about that.
Trying to offend.
Exactly. It's not what we learn in couples therapy, but still.
I was talking about with my friends last night. I'm like, you chose to be with me, so you have to deal with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I was saying to Jason when we were doing the photos, I was like, you would rather, instead of doing a campaign with me, you'd rather like go away for 6 months and be stuck somewhere doing a movie for like all of the same situation. And he's like, yeah, maybe that's true. Like, are you kidding? Yeah.
Actors have such easy outs. They can like take breaks. It's not fair.
Yeah. And he's with strangers that he can and let like fall for his jokes and like think he's hilarious. And he has right. Here we go again.
Like, are you going to go on a movie set anytime soon?
Yes. That's like it's a double-edged sword. I like when he's not, because then he's like so involved as a parent.
Oh, of course.
And the minute he's gone, it's like I'm supportive, and then maybe 24 hours later I'm resentful.
Right. It's gone for like a day.
And then I'm like, how dare you abandon me? He's like, you told me to do this. I'm sorry.
I take it back. No, I didn't. That's my thing. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, where exactly. Say that? It's like getting mad at people for things they do to you in your dreams. You're just like,
yes. And that's how marriage works, everybody. I love it.
Real life.
Buckle up, Allie. Buckle up.
I'm going to come knock on your door in the middle of
this. Exactly. Like,
hey, can you take him? Is there anything else coming up for you guys that you wanted to make sure we mentioned today? Talked about, I know Schoolhouse Rock is airing, which
Wednesday. Tonight. I don't know when this is airing for you, but if it has aired already, you can stream it on Hulu and Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. The 50th anniversary special of Schoolhouse Rock. Jenny and I did the I'm Just a Bill skit, which was amazing. I was the Bill, she was the boy. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. You know, Jenny's busy, obviously, working on turning City of Likes into a TV show. And, and then just, again, I think we mentioned it, but February 2nd through February 8th, people can sign up on the Baby Bell social channels or website, etc., to try to win this this first-time kit, which includes all those wonderful items. You know, that you can enjoy at home. So first time trying plant-based, it's pretty yummy.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much again for taking the time to chat today. So fun talking with you both. Happy Valentine's Day.
To you guys, congratulations again.
Thank you. And thank you so much for all of your advice.
And seriously, you need a photographer.
Yes, I will DM you.
Yeah, DM me. Okay. Contact.